This is Christian Krasowitz, and you're listening to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you become a better marketer and to achieve results for your business using social media. Today's show focuses on the new Facebook page redesign. So a little background information about the page redesign. Your Facebook page design is changing. There's now a single column. Things are moving around. But essentially, your Facebook page is getting a fresh new coat of paint. So when this product was announced, there was a lot of secrecy. So they gave people a new design. And at the same time, though, Facebook didn't really mention whether they were keeping Facebook landing page tabs. And this became a hotly debated topic for businesses. And this is because, you know, if you're a business whose business model is to provide a tool for creating Facebook landing page tabs, this presented a dilemma. You know, with one swoop, Facebook could remove an entire industry. So fortunately, Facebook's kind of backtracked on this. Businesses have received some good news, and the page redesign is going to keep landing pages around. So today I wanted to have Mike Gingrich, the founder of TabSite and a digital marketing strategist, on today's show to talk about Facebook landing pages more in depth and to have him share more valuable tips for business owners on how they can leverage landing pages to grow their business. And I know a lot of you probably already have some landing pages that you've created in the past. Maybe you're not using them, but Mike's going to share with you some of the things you should be doing to update your landing page tabs to help bring them, you know, current. So Mike, it's a great pleasure to have you on the show today.
Hey, Christian, it is excellent to be here with you.
So before we get started, you know, I've got a couple of questions for you. I'd like you to tell listeners more about TabSite and the features that you offer.
Yes, yes. All right. So TabSite is a software to help businesses run promotions and capture leads. We've been Facebook-centric. We started in 2010, and we've always been for Facebook pages. But really excited to announce that here in the end of April 2014, we're just getting ready to launch a brand new version of TabSite that's going to give people more tools, more features, and you'll be able to run our promotions and lead capture apps on a website or a blog or Facebook pages. We're going to have more mobile capabilities. So basically, we're trying to give you tools to increase your engagement, increase your interaction, social engagement with users, and then to help move them down the funnel so that they can move from a fan or follower to become a lead that you can nurture via like email marketing and things like that.
Mike, thanks for that great explanation of TabSite. So I wanted to get your thoughts on the new Facebook page redesign, you know, because you're a business whose primary function, you know, was to build landing pages for Facebook pages. So what do you think about the new redesign? What do you like? What do you not like about it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Facebook is always evolving, always making changes, and trying to do things that are best for the user. I think that the cleaner design, kind of moving to one column, is actually a nice and helpful move. Just the two-column format was unique just to pages, and your eyes had to kind of bounce from right to left, and you know which post is most current, those types of things. So this streamlined it that way, and there's been some just tweaking the design a little bit that's cleaned things up.
So let's get at a couple of personal questions here. When Facebook announced the new redesign and you didn't see landing page tabs in their mockups, what was your immediate reaction to this?
Yeah, you know, I think that one thing we've learned from working on Facebook's platform for the last 4+ years is that, you know, slow down, kind of wait and see. And so, yes, I didn't see the tabs in the lower right or lower left area where they are now. But also I noted that what they were showing us was a admin view. So basically a Facebook page admin's view of their page rather than a visitor's view. So I was kind of withholding judgment a little bit, you know, trying to dig in a little bit, but, Facebook is known to push things that, you know, their goal is to get it out there, not to, make sure they've double checked and crossed every T and dotted every I and rechecked that a third time. So I kind of withheld judgment and, you know, wondered about it, but I also had that in the back of my mind that's saying, well, this is a admin view, so they need to give us a next view.
So slow and steady wins the race, I guess, huh?
Yeah, with Facebook, you have to assume they're going to push something quick, but then you need to kind of be patient and, you know, steady with holding on to see, okay, how this comes out, how they're going to make a few little tweaks, and often they're coming around pretty well.
And I guess as a business, you also need to make sure you adapt, you know, to some of those changes, you know, instead of like hemming and hawing and complaining, well, hey, they took my landing page tabs away, you know, wait and see how it kind of rolls out. But at the same time, have a backup plan. How are you going to, you know, get around that roadblock, right?
Yeah, yeah. We always need to be able to move quickly, nimbly with Facebook changes and continue to be innovative with what capabilities they give us.
So there are a lot of options when it comes to adding landing pages to Facebook pages. In your opinion, what makes a highly converting landing page tab?
A highly converting landing page tab. All right. So I think that typically that's going to be some type of promotion incentive that is relevant to the page and that is enticing to the users. So something that connects with the audience. And, you know, so if your business is a hotel, so perhaps giving away a free night incentive or a discount for a night, that type of thing. So it's related. There's some value to it, and maybe it's going to be time specific. Those are things that can help it be highly converting, and then obviously you have to drive traffic to that tab.
So what do you think? You know, we're talking about like converting landing pages. What do you think about landing page tabs that display, for instance, other social networks? Do you think those are highly converting, or could they be highly converting landing page tabs?
Well, I think that a lot of it depends on your goals and your audience. So those that display other social networks, those can be of value if you're trying to, you know, perhaps you have a strong following on Facebook. You know, let's just say you have 5,000 fans, and let's say you're business is newer to Instagram and maybe you have 150 followers over there, but you would like to grow that audience on Instagram. You're following there. So you can kind of leverage your Facebook fan base. It's a social network, your social community there, and make them aware of that. So you can have an Instagram tab on your Facebook page. If that's relevant to you, you're going to need to be posting about that on your Facebook page to say, hey, come and check us out here. You can see our, you know, our post to Instagram, and you can follow us and see what we're doing there and drive some traffic there. That can be relevant for some audiences. Now, for those that just put up a Pinterest tab or a Twitter tab and don't do anything with it and just leave it sit there, nah, you know, not really helpful to them.
Right. You got to make sure you're remembering to promote that.
Absolutely.
Whether that's the, and you tap, I mean, obviously you want to share that as a link in a status update because, you know, if people are trying to access your landing page from a mobile device, doesn't really work unless you have, you know, the smart URLs like that are offered.
Yes.
So we mentioned you'd be sharing some tips for landing pages. What is one thing most businesses overlook when using Facebook landing page tabs on their page?
Okay. I think they underestimate the need to promote it. You know, you can have the best promotion and contest, you know, simple giveaway on a tab that there is. It can be highly relevant and something that a lot of people would desire. But if they don't know about it, they won't come and enter. So they typically overlook the need to promote, and promoting, first of all, is going to be done largely via the newsfeed because the bulk of a Facebook user's time is absolutely spent in the newsfeed. And so a page must interact with them there. So again, when you take that into account, then a Facebook page needs to know when is their fan base on Facebook and posting at those times, posting in a way that encourages, you know, a click through to drive traffic to that tab. Number two, recognizing that people, there's only going to be a certain percentage of fans that see that at any given time. And so they're going to need to post, you know, multiple times about that. And as well, they might need to consider other mechanisms. For instance, we had a page, a company using our promotion tool for their page, and they had great success tweeting about it and driving traffic via the smart URL from Twitter to their landing tab. Now, again, it helped that they had a pretty decent following on Twitter, but that was their method of promotion. So I think that, you know, if you build it, they will come is a fallacy that needs to be overcome, and you need to look at ways to promote it. Obviously, number one is to look at posts to the Facebook news feed, but don't overlook other mechanisms where your audience is strong, whether that's via email, Twitter, Instagram, other things like that.
Yeah, those are great suggestions. So let's keep talking about some different types of landing page tabs that every business needs. Can you share three types of landing page tabs that you think every business needs on their page and why they need it?
Okay, and why? All right. So I think the first one I'm going to start with is some type of email list building tab. And the way to do that is to not just have a tab that says join our email list. Okay, that's boring. What you need is some type of incentive. What does your company do? You know, if you're a B2C, maybe you can give them a coupon. Hey, get a 20% off coupon for your next purchase and stay up to date by joining our email list. Sign up here. So that can be relevant, and it gives them an incentive to sign up. For B2Bs, maybe you want to help educate your audience. And so it's like, here's our industry report on such and such. Join our email list to download this report and be on our list for future reports and information. Okay, so that can help a B2B business generate and grow their list. So you need to have a email list sign up with an incentive. That's number one. And why is because you want to move these people always from simply a fan to someone that you know. And when you have their email address, you know them, and you have the ability to reach out to them further with nurture campaigns via email and other means.
That's an excellent recommendation. So what's number two?
Okay. So I think number two is I want to encourage you to think about some type of promotion tab. And that can be – it needs to be relevant to your audience, whether that's a some type of deal where they – we have like, you know, a friend share deal reveal where they need to share it with a friend and then they get access to the deal. Or it's a simple sweepstakes promotion where you have a chance to win XYZ by entering your name and email address. We're going to announce a winner in 3 days, you know, something like that. Or it's a photo contest. Why a promotion? Just because on Facebook, you need to continue to have fans interact and engage with your page. Okay, so by running a contest promotion, you're drawing them in. And that's a capability then by that draw in for them to like or to comment or to interact with your page, thereby giving Facebook's algorithm, you know, insight that this page is of value to this person. So Facebook says I will show them more of the posts from this page in the future. That's what your page wants. So a promotion can help you do that. That's number two. And, number three, I think, is variable based on your industry, and that kind of goes back to yours, maybe another social network. So what else is relevant to your audience? If you have a strong community that is also on Pinterest, so then maybe some type of a Pinterest tab, Pinterest app, or a pin deal app that connects your, you know, Facebook fan base with Pinterest is helpful. Or if you have a, you know, demographic that is uses the mobile device and photos and they're on Instagram, so then maybe you want to interact with that. So that third one is something that's going to be based kind of uniquely to your industry, to your business, and helping to tie in, build a bridge to either another social network or to more information. I mean, I often can link to an infographic, for instance, just because we're trying to help educate people on best practices for Facebook marketing. And so, you know, I'll put a infographic up on one of our tabs or link that to, you know, out to a blog post with more information about it, because that's a resource. So I'm trying to look at ways to be helpful, to resource and connect with my audience.
Absolutely great recommendations there. So I've got a fun question for you. If you were put in charge of the process for creating landing page tabs at Facebook, what is one thing you would do differently?
That one is very, very simple. I would add tab app access to their mobile apps. So when you download Facebook for your iPhone, your Android app, that just like they have photos access within there, they would have access, the tab apps would be pulled in. So it's right there in the mobile app.
I mean, that feature has been missing for a number of years. And I too am very surprised that they have not, you know, come up with some sort of fix to that. You know, I've seen, you know, a lot of companies, you know, TabSite, for example, I mean, you have the smart URL, you know, to where when somebody shares that, you format everything, you know, perfectly for mobile. So, you know, I agree. I think it would be, you know, a great change to make.
You know, one of the things with mobile is that they're always trying to simplify. It's like you can't crowd everything you have on the desktop version onto mobile, and so they're always making concessions. What do you do to streamline, you know, and that's for, unfortunately, one of the case points that they've made to keep it streamlined, but that's the one I would change for sure.
So one last question for you. This is just a fun fact. What is one thing that listeners don't know about you?
Don't know about me. All right. Well, I love to travel internationally, and I have been lost in Morocco before, North Africa. How about that?
It's very good. So how did you so what was that situation like?
I crossed over from Spain, southern Spain, on a ferry, and I was supposed to meet up with a new friend that I only knew basically through email communication that was going to help me get to my destination in Morocco. And when I arrived off the ferry, he was nowhere to be found. But I had someone come up to me, two gals that spoke Spanish, and I know some Spanish. I'm definitely not fluent, but I understood basically them to say that, hey, you're supposed to meet, you know, so-and-so here. He's delayed. And that's where we're at. So basically I, you know, trusted them, and then that worked out. But I had to find my way then ultimately from Tangier, which is, you know, up in the north, down to Fez, which is kind of mid-central. And, you know, so again, I don't speak Arabic, and I don't speak enough Spanish, and even it has some French influence, and my French is worse than my Spanish. So it was a little bit of a challenge, but I love traveling internationally and exploring like that, and so it was a thrill at the same time.
Well, that sounds like quite the adventure there. So, hey, Mike, it was a blast having you on today's show. If listeners want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to say the best way is just to hop on over to my Facebook page at facebook.com/MikeGDigital. And they can also find me online at MikeGingrich.com. And that Gingrich is a little harder to spell, so why don't I give that to you? It's Mike and then Gingrich, GingRich.com.
So this concludes this week's Social Media Marketing Podcast, where we talked about the Facebook page redesign and valuable tips you can apply to your current landing pages with Mike Gingrich, founder of TabSite and a digital marketing strategist. Remember, I've included links to the tools Mike mentioned, specifically TabSite, along with the Timeline Contest app that he offers at TabSite, and his contact information so you can connect with him. To listen to past episodes, visit christiankonline.com/podcast. And if you would like to be a guest on an upcoming show, send me a message at christiankonline.com/contact. Until then, keep doing great things with social media and continue to grow your business with each new post.